Zina, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Andy. Nice to see you.
Yeah, this is so cool, isn't it? These little, you know, short blast podcasts that I'm doing with many of the coaches that I've trained, like yourself. Not only are you a great coach, you're a HR systems specialist, no less.
I am.
Which is pretty cool. So the idea behind these really is to, one, share your story, because the stories of our coaches, I think, are always so impactful and so powerful. And then also find out a little bit more about you as we go along. So I thought we might begin by, if you could just share your hero's journey. What brought you to this point in time?
What brought me to being a coach? I guess if we go back a few years, so if we go back to 2016, 2017, I went full time back in my job back then. And so I was working on a project. And going from being someone who was running around with the kids on a part-time working basis, all of a sudden being full-time, I let things slip a little bit. So on the basis of suddenly being not at home quite as much. So my exercise that I was doing sort of went out the window. Nutrition-wise, things slipped a bit just from sheer time. And I threw an awful lot of energy into my day job, which I love. And then in 2018, 19, I suddenly realised I'd got a bit lost in that sort of couple of years going full time. And I was very lucky to go on a self-development programme, Women in Academia, at the university in which I work. And that really introduced me to self-development again. And after I'd done that for a year, and sort of rediscovered myself, my confidence came back. I rediscovered who I was. I found that the box I'd put myself in, a sort of mother and everything else, wasn't quite how I'd been seeing it. And it gave me the ability to step back a bit, that looking at sort of my resilience and things and what was actually important to me through the development programme. So in 2020, I embarked on a weight loss journey and lost nearly 5 stone.
Did you? I didn't know
that.
And
the following year? No. No, I think people don't realise that.
Five stone? What's that in pounds? It's a lot.
Quite a lot. It was during lockdown. I'd started before lockdown, but, you know, during sort of lockdown. And then that was the beginning of 2020. So I sort of seem to have started things in January each year by total. It wasn't a plan. And then in 2021, I sort of re-engaged with the inner athlete and started really looking after myself physically. And then in 2022, I did Dry January and stopped drinking and gave up that sort of weekend wine. And my ability as an athlete went so much further. And I just had so much more sort of time and clarity. And then in 2023, which going back to January last year, I joined you and did the Arete Way course. And I knew before doing that, I'd already signed up for the coaching course before that. And the Arete Way was just sort of a brilliant introduction in the January to get myself back into being a real student. And so that's my journey. That's how I came to coaching. But it was through the initial academic program I did in work when I'd been mentoring following that, that it was like it was the natural progression. It's just like, so I was mentoring academics. And actually, when I look back at it now, I wasn't mentoring them. I was coaching them, but without those amazing coaching skills that I now have. So that's my hero's journey.
Yeah, and here you are. And what is really interesting about that, because it almost always follows a similar path, which I've seen myself in my own life, is that there was that tension point. You know, you'd lost yourself a little bit, as you mentioned, you've put everything into work. And, you know, it's such a common story, isn't it? So many of us do that. We sort of, I think, lose a sense of what's most valuable, what's most important. Very often, we don't look after ourselves in the way that we once did. Like myself, I put on, you know, 3 stone in weight, stopped exercising, drinking too much, doing all those things. And what changed my life was training as a coach 12 years ago. And really, that was a self-development program, not dissimilar to what you described in many ways. And that is that awakening, isn't it? It's like, oh, actually, there's a new way to behave. I can change my mindset, my beliefs, maybe there's a new way to sharpen shine in this world. And then through that adventure, I ended up taking a break from alcohol, just as you eventually did, which for me, and I'm very biased, is always the cherry on the top. I think that's the ultimate sort of, I guess, physiological and psychological underpinning that you can bring to really accelerating your life, like you were talking about being an athlete. And then, and this is the bit that I just wanted to come back to for you, there's often that sense of, I sort of want to give back, you know, that almost, I always describe it like a tug. It's the best thing I can do. It's like someone, and I always pull my shirt. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm pulling at my shirt here because it feels like something is saying, you've got to do something with this. You've got to contribute. You've got to add value. You've got to matter in life. So I'm just curious, did you find something like that for you on that? And I call that the arete way pathway. Arete is this ancient Greek word that I love, which is to fulfill your potential, your purpose, your meaning. And that's that pathway. Very often it's alcohol-free self-development, give back coach. So how did that feel for you, that tug to something more?
I think if I go back to where I started in my 20s, which sounds like a very long time ago, but when I first started working at the university that I work at, one of the things I really wanted to do was help people. That's where I started my journey as an adult, wanting to help people. And it's sort of come full circle. That's what it feels like. So it's, and now I feel like I've got something to really give back, that that knowledge that it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. Everyone has something to give. And what I've realized over the last sort of 12 months, 18 months is when I've started saying, you know, I'm a coach. So although, yes, I'm still full-time HR systems officer or developer, you know, actually the first thing I say now is that I'm a coach, and that feels really natural. And I've seen quite a few people from sort of past lives over the last 12 months. And when I've said that, they've gone, oh, well, you were always meant to do something like that. And so actually, I think people saw that before I did. But I do now believe that I have got something to give back. People say I shine and I sparkle when I talk about coaching. And actually, I think I do. I think I leave the ground. I think I literally float because I think it means so much and it's so powerful. And I think that's what I see.
Yeah, I can physically see it. You know, literally your face, you're lighting up as you start to talk about this topic. I'm also curious to know, what are some of the obstacles that you face? You know, those typical limiting beliefs, you almost spoke about them right at the very start, that you might have had coming into this. Was there any obstacles that you had to overcome to get you to this point?
Absolutely. I think when I realised that part of the course we were actually going to have to do some really quite serious academic work on the course, the gremlins and belief were unbelievable. It's just like, you haven't studied for years. What on earth do you think you're doing? You know, on the first day I was looking at referencing, writing the paper we did, you know, I think I spent 3 hours not looking at the actual assignment I was supposed to be doing, but how on earth I was going to be doing referencing. Because if I do anything, it has to be 100%. I have to give 100% to it. And actually, do you have to give 100%? Where does that come from? And through the course, through the coaching, you know, it became really obvious to me where that comes from. And it comes from my dear father, who's not with us anymore. But, you know, you carry all those things. You're always talking about those stories that you carry with you. And, you know, my story was actually, you're not that bright. Actually, that's a load of rubbish. It is a load of rubbish. And I think I knew that a long time ago. But along the way, I'd repeatedly said, no, you're not very academic. And then it's just like, well, actually, yes, I am. It's just that I hadn't realised it till then. And we can all do different things. And going off on a tangent.
No, that's lovely. That's exactly, for me, that's so powerful because, you know, again, with the coaching course, not only does it stretch you in that obvious way in terms of doing something that's relatively academic, what it really does is produce all those lovely limiting beliefs. And I think what happens through coaching, that's exactly what happened for me, is that you then learn the skills to coach other people through those limiting beliefs, which means inadvertently you have to coach yourself around that, don't you? So you start to see those gremlins like you didn't see them before. And actually you can ask those great questions. Is that belief helpful? Or is it even true? Which, as you rightly pointed out, of course it's not true. It's absolute load of nonsense that you've picked up from, you know, your teenage years or adolescence or whatever it is. And you keep repeating that story that holds you back. And all of a sudden you see it for what it is and realize, I don't have to be perfect. You know, all I can do is my best. And actually the best way to learn is by colliding with life. And I think that's what's so important about the journey towards your arete, hence the arete way, and the coaching piece of that is that actually it allows you to overcome so many of those things, which are necessary as well to get you into a place to be able to help others, because then you realize, I don't have to have all the answers. I can throw myself into these things with very little in terms of, you know, the right knowledge or skills and training, but then iterate and develop as we go along. And you're someone that I've really seen that in your story. I've really seen that transformation in your own mindset from when you first showed up on the course, for example, and that fear around, this has to be perfect. I have to know exactly how to reference. And then that sort of evolution of, actually, no, I'm just going to show up and shine as best I can, and I'm going to learn in the process. And I think that's in many ways why you're here now, doing such a wonderful job in the space. I love it. So tell me more. Tell me more about why it's so important for you to coach, to show up and shine and share this message.
Well, I think you get to it. You get to a certain point. I mean, I've been in the professional arena for nearly 30 years, and I'm seeing all my peers now, and they're heading for burnout. They're talking about retirement. They're talking about, you know, the fact that they want to get to the weekend. They're not enjoying every single day of their life, and there's 7 days in a week, and it feels like so many people are giving their all to 5 days a week in work, but they're looking forward to and only really enjoying 2 days of the week at the weekend. And I think this, that the ability to see things clearer through coaching and actually finding out what it is that your meaning and purpose is, what do you want to put your energy into? Where do you want to focus? What are the goals that you want to achieve? To give yourself the opportunity to not just survive in those 5 days that you're working, but those 7 days that you actually get up and you look forward to and you enjoy what you're doing 7 days a week. And don't get to 50 and say, oh God, I can't wait to retire at 55, knowing that you won't get your pension until you're 69. You know, I mean, that's heartbreaking, you know. And so I think that's where I am. It's if people can find a coach, have a coach, get out of this mindset of I've just got to get to retirement. I need to get through these years, just survive them. You know, I think that's where the positive psychology from the diploma that we did with you, Andy, I think that's where that positive psychology really comes in. It's just like we shouldn't be burning out. We shouldn't be just surviving and getting through. We need to actually thrive. We need to get to a point where actually everybody's enjoying 7 days a week. And I think that's where I am. That's why I think coaching is so important. And I think it's so new in its infancy in the last 20, 30 years, but it's got so much to give. And it's now starting to make its way into the HR arena. People are starting to see the benefits of it. And that's what I'm quite excited about, because although I should be thinking and all my peers are thinking, you know, retirement, I'm just looking forward to the next 20, 30 years of helping other people.
Yeah, but isn't that beautiful that, you know, not only the work that you're doing in and around coaching is so necessary, you know, as someone that's been a business professional pretty much all my life, and my escape from that, because I was exactly that person that you described, you know, on survival mode, just getting through it. Like, why was I just getting through it? I had all of the trappings that you need in life to be blissfully happy, yet I was just getting through it. Life was a slog. I would say 70, 80% of my colleagues, contemporaries in that world are all playing the same game. I want to get out and retire. They're all plans. I've just got to get to retirement age. I've just got to survive, literally survive long enough to retire. And then, of course, life changes. A divorce happens and it's like snakes and ladders. They're back to zero again in terms of how much do I need to retire? Everyone's playing this same game. They're like watching their lives just disappear before their very eyes, when actually the brilliant work that you do in that space as a coach just wakes people up to their potential to look at life differently and think, actually, hold on, I've got another 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years on this planet. How am I going to live that life and do it in a way that allows me to function in the corporate environment and be successful and all those things that we need to do? But how, you know, what is true success? Is it just money in the bank? That's definitely not true success, because I know loads of people with lots of money in the bank who, again, are in survival mode. It makes no sense. And those with little or not a lot that are thriving in every way of their life. So how can we exactly that help people that I just lost themselves a bit along the way to thrive? Such beautiful work. And then coming back to that, what's some of your sort of favorite tools, techniques that you like to use?
So definitely solution-focused approach from my perspective in the coaching world. But visualization, I think, is one of the most powerful techniques that I really, really love. And I've had some great success with. One of my clients had a real mental block over a marathon that they were running. And it wasn't their first marathon, but previous marathons had gone slightly one way or the other. And so we did a visualization of them finishing, what it was going to feel like, what they could do and things like that around it. And they took 7.5 minutes off their personal best and they achieved it. And 3 days before, didn't even know they were going to be able to run it. And that the technique of just being able to have space and the ability to just stop, be where you're going to be or where you want to be, feeling it, seeing it, knowing what you're going to wear, knowing what you're going to be, the noises you're going to hear, where you are, really looking at, you know, that whole experience. And then you can step back from it and go back to, right, okay, how are you going to get there? If this is in 12 months time and you want to get to that thing in 12 months, okay, what do you need to do at 6 months? What do you need to do at 3 months? What do you need to do tomorrow? What do you need to do today? And I think one of the reasons I love it is because I know where I want to go. I know where I want to have a really successful private practice, and I want to help as many people as I can. That's my end goal. But I also have a life and a full-time job before I get there.
Yeah.
And so the last day of the course, my promise to myself and accountability for everybody else was that I would do one thing, one small thing every single day for the next 365 days, and that would make it achievable, because I know what the end goal is. I know what that looks like. And so those one step, those continual steps, building day on day, just one tiny little thing, whether it's just an email, maybe it's just a post on social media, that doesn't matter, you know, but every day I've done something. I think I'm on day 135 today. So it says at the top of my journal, and the website's done, everything, you know, everything's going in the right direction. And that's because of a visualization. And so, yes, solution focused visualization is my absolute love.
Love it. And so powerful, isn't it? Because the brain really can't tell the difference between what's made up or visualized and what has actually happened. So therefore it puts you in that place of certainty. It puts you in a place of confidence. It alerts your brain that you've been there before, which, you know, allows you to relax and enjoy the adventure. And then also it gets you excited about all the bits you need to do in the middle. Like you said, that daily iteration of showing up and shining in all those different ways. And today's box is a big tick because you're recording obviously a podcast myself. There's another nice step. So on that note, who would you most like to work with in an ideal world?
In an ideal world, I guess the people I really love working with are those people who they're not completely stuck. They've got an idea. They've got an idea of where they want to go, but there's too much there's still confusion over where they're going and how they're going to get there. So, for example, I'd had one client who had two choices to make and was just going round and round in circles, couldn't see the light, couldn't see the way out. And after three sessions, I think on our third session, it's like, okay, would you like, you know, what are we, you know, are we still going to go forward for another three sessions? And well, not much point really. I know exactly where I'm going and I'm sorted. Thank you very much. And it's like, but that's the ultimate, isn't it, in coaching? Yeah. That you've achieved what a client wants and they walk away with knowing exactly, very clearly what they're doing. They've pulled on their resources that you've allowed them to see, and they can then go forwards and do what they need to do. So it's that people who are just sort of spinning, I think. So people who are stuck, they don't know where to go with their career. They've come out of something, so they, you know, they're going back into full-time work, or they've got a challenge, or maybe they've been made redundant and they're not seeing the opportunities that that can give them, because being made redundant is an opportunity, but you have to be able to see it as an opportunity, and so many people don't. And just those people who just need that little bit of clarity, I think, although that sounds a little bit woolly, but I think that's where I was five or 6 years ago. So I wasn't quite sure where I was going until I'd opened that box and allowed that knowledge in. And then it was like, okay, fine, now I know where I'm going. Now the path is clear.
I love it. And then what's the big dream with all of this for you?
Well, the big dream would be to have my own private practice.
Wonderful.
Successful private practice, because I obviously have a private practice already, but a successful private practice. But what I really would like to do is very much walk alongside my current employer and other employers in similar sort of vein, and help all of those people that give 100% in their day jobs, but they're doing it from a place of just going through the motions.
Yeah.
So I have so many amazing colleagues, and they give 100%, they give up more than 100%, but they do that at the detriment of themselves and to their families potentially and other things. And for me, it's really important that people stop surviving and they start thriving, so that they can give 100%, but it doesn't feel like 100%. And it's that changing that side of the coin, to look at it from the other side and say, right, okay, yes, I can do this, and I can do it absolutely 100%, but I've still got some energy to do things elsewhere, because that's what I really love, because I can see that so many people would benefit from coaching.
Yeah, totally agree. So that's it's a bit, it is, and I think that's what everyone's looking for, aren't they? You know, you've only got that 100% to utilize, and at the moment I think it's probably misaligned in many ways. In the office, maybe behaviours are not optimal, that again are shrinking the ability to utilise that 100%. I think exactly that, like we described right at the start, where you was and where I was, that we're a bit lost. And actually we were trying our hardest, but just getting through it, when actually what we didn't realise, there is so much more to this short and precious life. And you can show up and shine in all sorts of different ways and still be incredibly good at what you do. In fact, the research of positive psychology will tell us that actually you'll end up being better at what you do if you optimize your health and your well-being elsewhere. So it's the greatest career ninja move ever. Not only do you feel better, look better, you actually perform better. So it's a no-brainer. It's beautiful work that you're doing. How can people find out a bit more about you?
Well, they can find me anywhere on social media under Zena's Coaching. So that's Zena with a Z, not with an X. So Princess Warrior, no. So definitely with a Z. But I've got my website, so LinkedIn, Instagram, Zena Hall. You can find me anywhere, really. And just reach out. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me and find out how I can help.
Love it. You've been absolutely fabulous today. I'm super excited for the future. Thank you, Zena, for joining me on the podcast. Your day is ticked. Nice work.
Thank you, Andy. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'll be eternally grateful for the 2023 and the resilience that I had through the coaching course with you. So thank you.
Wonderful.